재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
There are so many mysteries in the world that have yet to be explained and solved, like UFOs, objects moving on their own, crop circles, pyramids, and so much more. These might not affect our day-to-day lives, but one mystery that does happen to us daily happens while we are sleeping. There is still so much uncertainty and mystery around dreams, and if you add the phenomenon of not being able to move in your sleep, I wonder how many of us will be able to sleep tonight. It's Thursday, February 17th, 2022. I'm Steve Hatherley, and this is the Steve Hatherley Show. Well, this is from the early 80s, I think, to kick us off today. It's the Romantics, Talking in Your Sleep. Live in the studio on this Thursday afternoon, welcome to the program, everyone. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas, GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you very much for being with us Thursday afternoon, February 17th for 2022. And the first thing I have to say today, what a lovely surprise when I came to work. You know, if you're here listening in Korea, then you may or may not know that, of course, we have fans of the program in country, but we have many fans of the program outside the country as well. And we have a little following in the Philippines. And one of our most loyal listeners is named Cherish. And when I got to work today, Viola, my producer, said, Steve, look at all this food. Cherish sent this. And I said, from the Philippines? Because Cherish has done that before. I remember the coffee, and it was delicious. But no, not from the Philippines today. Cherish, somehow, some way, and I don't know how you did this, contacted a delivery company in Korea and then ordered some beautiful bagel sandwiches and some coffees and some lovely apple juices, a lot of food for our team today, and got the delivery company in Korea to deliver the food to the studio. You can hear the smile on my face, right now. It was just a lovely way to start our work day. So Cherish, thank you so much. That was really, really sweet of you to do, and we really appreciate it. I appreciate it, and the rest of the team appreciates it as well. The sandwiches look really good, by the way. All right, so let's talk about what's on the show today. Oh boy, just today and tomorrow. That's all we have left. So we're going to have some super fun times on the program today. And we're going to be talking mysteries. It is Mystery Mogyul today. And it's true. Life is filled with these little mysteries, right? I think the biggest one is the chicken or the egg, which came first, right? Well, you might think that the chicken came first because the chicken has to deliver, what's the word, give birth to, birth the egg. But then you think, well, wait a second, where does the chicken come from? It comes from the egg, so the egg has to come first. But then wait a second, where does the egg come from? That's, for me, that's a big mystery in life. But then there's other ones that affect our day-to-day lives, right? Wires getting crossed. You dig out your Christmas lights from the year before, and you remember perfectly. When you put them away the previous year, you did your very best to make sure that those lights were wound up in a way that would make it super convenient for you to unwind them the following Christmas. But lo and behold, once again, they are ultra-tangled again. How does it happen? I don't know. It's one of life's mysteries. How about this as another one? Where's the other sock? Where did it go? Why does that happen? And why does one remain? Okay, so if you lose a pair of socks, all right, fine, I guess. Even that's weird. But one, there's always one left, and it's left there to annoy you, right? Again, another one of life's mysteries. And as I was talking about in the opening of the show, dreaming. Our brains really are mysterious things. They are mystifying. Dreaming is one thing, but another thing that's a mystery for me, and I'm sure that science can explain this, but even now, if you close your eyes or even have your eyes open and you're listening to my voice, you can see inside your mind's eye what you think this studio looks like if you're not watching on visual radio on YouTube. You can have that, you can create an image in your mind that you can see somehow. That, to me, is mind-blowing. I don't understand how that works. These are all great examples of mysteries, and it is Mystery Moguil, and that's why we're talking about those today. Let's get into the lineup for the program, shall we? Coming up in the first half hour of the program today for today's Know the Now stories, of course, mysterious stories, and we go to Peru for the first one. They found a skull, and that's not really the mysterious part. The mysterious part is... what was inside the skull? I'll try to be a little vague here. I'll try to be mysterious with my description. But inside the skull, they found something. And the thing that they found is really a divisive thing in the sense that some experts think this could be a legitimate find. Other experts think this is a modern-day fraud. This is a fake. I'll give you the details in just a few minutes. From Peru, we go to Canada. To Ontario, more specifically. And in the province, many, many years ago, this one town in particular started having this mysterious buzzing sound that would sometimes even rattle their windows. The town's citizens made big complaints about it to town hall, and for a long time they couldn't figure out where they came from until the pandemic. And now they think they've figured out the source of that buzzing that was there for so many years, as a matter of fact. Those two stories will get us to 2:30. After that, again, it's going to be an emotional day today because Jonah, and I feel so bad because Jonah has only recently joined the program, and Jonah's mom listens from California, and then Jonah's aunt is a new listener of the show and is listening from New York, and we just love Jonah so much. But unfortunately today, we have to say goodbye to Jonah. So it will be the final installment, of course, of Mystery Moguil. Kate and Jonah will be in the studio just after 2:30. Hour number two, here's what I think question of the day. I'll give you that in just a sec. We'll check in with your thoughts as we kick off that second hour. And then I've got some riddles for you today. Oh, it's the last riddle segment. No! I loved giving these. I don't know what I liked more. Delivering them on air or sitting on Thursday mornings or Wednesday nights enjoying my coffee and looking up which ones I'm going to choose and quietly giggling as I thought to myself, oh, this one's going to be annoying. That was all part of the fun process. I've got some riddles for you in hour number two today as well. That's the lineup for the show. If you want to get in touch, you can. You can text in on your cell phone, pounder sharp 1013. That will cost you 50 or 100 won, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram. You can find us there by searching at The Steve Hatherley Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream. Go to YouTube.com, search TBS EFM Live or The Steve Hatherley Show. Both of those searches will send you straight to us. You can log in there, leave us a comment there. And doing that might get you one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. If you want to answer our here's what I think question of the day, and here it is. What do you think is the most mysterious thing in the world? Now, it could be something very simple like, where are my car keys? It's always a mystery to me. You could answer like that. Or you could think in a much more existential way. You could think, what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of being a human being? That is a great mystery as well. You could go shallow in your thinking. You could go way deep in your thinking. It's totally up to you. Also, our second question today, what was your favorite episode of Mystery Moguil? We're asking this on behalf of Jonah. If there was one that stood out for you, then you can let us know that as well. Once again, what do you think is the most mysterious thing in the world? And also, what was your favorite episode of Mystery Moguil? 여러분, that is our question today. 세상에서 가장 기묘하다고 생각되는 게 무엇인지 알려주시고 미스터리 모기웰 이야기 중에서 제일 재미있었던 것도 알려주세요. 샵 1013으로 문자 보내주시고 짧은 문제는 50원, 긴 문제는 100원입니다. 인스타그램에서 The Steve Hatherley Show 찾아주셔서 DM 보내주셔도 되고 유튜브 TBS EFM 채널 라이브 방송 중에 댓글 달아주셔도 됩니다. 추첨을 통해서 만원 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. When we come back from this song, our mystery stories for today. Jin Young, this is for you. It's, how do I say this? MASN, Masen, Self-Sabotage. An elongated cone-shaped skull with a possible metal implant could represent some of the earliest evidence from Peru of an ancient surgical implant. Or it could be, like I said before, a modern-day fake. The fact that the skull, which was donated to the Museum of Osteology in Oklahoma City, has a cone shape, well, that is nothing too unusual, as apparently Peruvians during ancient times were known to squeeze their children's heads with bands during their development to achieve that distinctive shape. That's interesting. But it's the metal implant in the skull that is the mysterious part, and if authentic, would potentially be a unique find from the ancient Andean world. In addition to this potential implant, the skull has a hole beneath the metal that was possibly created through trepanation. Trepanation is when a hole is inserted into a person's skull in an attempt to treat an injury or medical condition, and it was apparently common practice in the ancient world. Well, the Museum of Osteology, which has posted several pictures of the skull on its Facebook page, they said that experts are not able to verify the authenticity of the metal implant at this time. So, we go to the media outlet Live Science, where they talk to several scholars not affiliated with the museum to get their take on the implant's authenticity. And overall, their opinion was quite mixed. Some were skeptical and suggested that the implant is a forgery, while others suspect that the implant could be the real deal. Either way, several scientific tests will need to be done before a final determination can be made as to whether the implant is authentic. It hasn't been determined yet when they are going to do those tests on the skull, but this could be a really interesting find for the medical world, perhaps, and just people who study history, because really, back in Peru in the ancient days, they were able to put implants in people's skulls. And also the drilling into the skull. What kind of... was that for headaches? I hope not. And if it was, thank goodness for medical advancements. That's one story. I've got another for you after this. Mika, Staring at the Sun. Watch the sunset, hold it from afar, close as I... Well, this would be super annoying if you lived in that community, but thankfully, the annoying part has stopped. Here's the story. A puzzling, low-pitched, vibrating noise, they called it the hum, affected people in Windsor, Ontario for years since it was first reported back in 2011, and it took nearly a decade for the misery to come to a close. This was no ordinary noise. It would get louder at times, and its monotony would leave people irritated, unable to focus on things, worried about their kids, and some even reported that their windows shook from the reverberation of the hum. Well, the Windsor Public Library reported that those who experienced this auditory phenomenon described it as a combination of sound and vibration. It varied in duration, and it varied in intensity. One night in early 2012, a shocking number of people, 22,000 people, called to complain to the town hall in Windsor. 22,000 people, all from people pestered by this motor-like sound. Well, this alerted the feds to work with a group of researchers from the University of Windsor who studied the sound and attempted to identify its source. The group said that the Windsor hum could have originated on Zug Island. That's an industrial island near Detroit in the United States, and that's very close to the U.S.-Canada border, but they weren't very confident about that assumption. The proximity to the United States meant that this was now a diplomatic issue, subject to American jurisdiction and American investigation. Well, we think it's enough to get the Minister of Foreign Affairs involved. That was a quote from Windsor MP Brian Massey. He was talking to a local media outlet when the noise complaints hit that 22,000 mark. He also told the media outlet that he'd already contacted the ambassador to the United States in Ottawa and sent letters to the ministers of foreign affairs and environment. The media outlet further reported that by the time the two-hour town hall meeting ended, more than 13,000 comments and questions had been sent in. Now, we fast forward years later to the summer of 2020, when the bizarre sound suddenly stopped. Well, as it turned out, a U.S. steel factory on, yes, Zug Island had just scaled back on operations to stay afloat in the pandemic and shut down their blast furnaces. Colin Novak, a University of Windsor professor working on studying the hum, came to the conclusion because it made the most sense. And in July of 2020, the Detroit News reported that Novak wasn't allowed onto Zug Island, let alone the U.S. steel plant, to collect any data, but stated, "The proof is in the pudding." And just like that, the Windsor hum was gone. But the phenomenon still remains curious due to the secrecy maintained by U.S. steel officials and because no one in Windsor reported noticing the hum until 2011. That's an important point because the steel plant was functional well before that year. Mysterious, right? The hum, the Windsor hum. Can you imagine hearing that all day long and then sometimes your windows rattling? Thank goodness it stopped. Those are my two Know the Now stories for today. We take a break and come back after 2:30. Jonah and Kate in the studio in just a few minutes. Here's Alan Walker, On My Way. I'm sorry, but don't wanna talk. I need a moment before I go. It's nothing. Daily COVID-19 cases reached new heights today, over 93,000 cases. Please do your best to keep the social distancing regulations and, if possible, minimize your traveling within your area. The social distancing regulations until the 20th day of February are as follows. Private gatherings allowed up to 6 people throughout the country. Only one person is allowed if you have not been fully vaccinated. Visits to cafes, pubs, restaurants will be restricted after 9. Movie theaters and PC cafes allowed to run until 10. Usage to any facility requires a quarantine pass or a vaccine pass to show your vaccination status or documents to prove a negative coronavirus test result. Be sure to update your apps on your phones or have those necessary documents on hand. Violators can be fined 100,000 won each time they violate the vaccine pass system. The government is advising that you get your third vaccination shot. That's your booster shot to keep your vaccine pass valid. That pass will remain valid for 6 months in total. Walk-in vaccinations, they are now available. There's no need to register in advance. Simply check the number of vaccinations available in your district and then go get your shot. If you're feeling some discomfort after you get it, you can drink plenty of water and get some rest. You can also take paracetamol-based fever reducers and painkillers if needed. But if the symptoms do continue, please visit your nearest hospital to get treated. And now I say hello to Jonah and Kate in the studio. Jonah.
Hello.
This week sucks. Sorry for the bad language, but it does.
I know.
Kids and don't use that word until you're in university.
So, a funny story. On Monday, when you announced, my mom was listening to the show.
Oh, was she? Diana was listening?
She called me while she's listening to the show.
Oh, no.
And was like, Jonah, I don't know why I'm so emotional, but it's so sad.
Yeah, oh, that's so sweet.
I know. And then on my way here to the studio today, I also felt really like,
I know. And
I loved this show.
Did you hear what I said at the opening of the show?
I did, yeah, and they said thank you.
It's so sad. You just got here.
I know, and I was having such an amazing time.
And we loved having you. We love having you here.
So, I know, and I loved being here.
Yeah, this is really quite sad. It's good to see you today. We're going to have a good time today, though, right?
Of course. We always have a good time.
A couple of side notes before I ask Kate our Here's What I Think question of the day. Apparently, a lot of messages have come in. People have been requesting that they can come to the studio tomorrow for the final show. Listen, I would love to say yes. I would love to have, you know, 1,000 people here tomorrow. But unfortunately, because of COVID regulations, I just said them, right? You know, what is it? 6 people, one person if you're not vaccinated. So, you know, TBS is being strict. And that's for good reason, because all the announcers and the guests use the same studios here. So we need to be as safe as possible. So, unfortunately, the answer to that request has to be no. And I'm really sincerely apologetic about that. But thank you very much. And it really touches me that you wanted to come to the studio tomorrow. But we can arrange phone calls tomorrow. So I was thinking for tomorrow, Kate, I don't even want to do Know the Now stories tomorrow. Oh. You know, I just want Angie and you in the studio right from the very beginning.
Aww.
And maybe a couple of people from in the building can stop by and say hello. That'd be fun.
Oh.
And just phone calls so people can call the show tomorrow at any time between 2 and 4 and just say hi and we can have a chat, like just a super, super casual show tomorrow with some great music. That's what I had in mind. What do you think about that?
Sounds great.
Can I come too?
Yeah, why not?
I'll just be like, hey, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You can come tomorrow. Also, people have been texting in and saying that they would love to have something autographed from me. So here's what we can try to do there. Maybe after the show today, I'll just run around this building trying to steal stuff that says TBS on it. And I can sign that for you. So if you want something autographed from me, I can't promise that we can fulfill every single request for that. But we will honestly try our best to find some stuff that I can sign and send to you. It's just really sweet that you would even think to ask me that. So it's really special. Yeah, thank you. All right. There you go. Oh, one more thing. Mm-hmm. People have been asking all week, what are you going to do next, Steve? Mm-hmm. And I said, on Thursday, I'll give you a little mysterious teaser.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. And then tomorrow, I'll give you the full-on, this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
So I'm not giving it to you right now, but sometime before the end of the show, if you're watching visual radio, Viola's going to try and work it out for us. I'll show you a logo. And I'm not going to say anything about the logo. I'll just show it to you. It's Mystery Moguil.
Yes.
I'm just going to show you the logo today. And then tomorrow I'll give you the full explanation. So probably sometime in hour number two, we'll get to that. Anyway, I've been super chatty. Thank you for all of those requests. It really does make me feel so special. All right, Kate. So question of the day today. What do you think is the most mysterious thing in the world? Big or small? Makes no difference at all.
Oh, wow. That was a great rhyme, by the way, if
yeah.
I must say.
Yeah.
I think, okay, one of the biggest mysteries I would say is what really happened to JFK.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
Conspiracy theories abound.
A little bit. I think I was in that for a really long time, and I was just like, yeah, but, you know, there's so many theories that people try to explain and debunk. Did Lee Harvey Oswald really was the sole shooter in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And a lot of people saying, well, it's really the bullets were kind of bouncing in directions that don't really make sense or add up.
Mm.
Therefore, I'm really curious to know.
You'd love to know the answer, huh?
I would.
Remains a mystery to this day. 여러분, that is our question this afternoon. 세상에서 가장 기묘하다고 생각되는 게 무엇인지 알려주시고 Mystery 목요일 이야기도 Kate, you can answer this question maybe a little bit later on. Mystery 목요일 이야기 중에서 제일 재미있었던 것도 알려주세요. Sharp 1013으로 문자 보내주시고 짧은 문자는 50원, 긴 문자는 100원입니다. Instagram에서 The Steve Hatherley Show 찾아주셔서 DM 보내주셔도 되고 YouTube TBS EFM 채널 라이브 방송 중에 댓글 달아주셔도 됩니다. 추첨을 통해서 만원 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요.
It's only a mile away.
Something is going on here!
Mystery Moguil.
Mystery Moguil for the very last time. Jonah, what's it about today?
Today we're talking about sleep paralysis.
Is that the one where it's not just where you wake up and you can't move your arm? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not it, right? You know what I mean?
Just your arm?
Your arm?
You know what I mean? When you've fallen asleep but like at a weird angle, and then you wake up and you try to roll over, and 95% of your body is willing to follow you, but then your arm is like, nope, I'm staying here.
Oh, because that's interesting.
Wait, that doesn't happen to other people?
No, I think it does, but I don't think that is sleep paralysis.
Okay, good. You just freaked me out for a sec. That has never happened to anyone else ever.
Yeah, this one is much more terrifying.
Got it. Sleep paralysis, our topic today. Let's get to it.
You wake up in the middle of the night, and there it is. A menacing presence that you can first feel and then see when you open your eyes. Scared almost to death, you try to scream and bolt, but you can't. It's like you're paralyzed or being held down by an evil presence. What in the world is happening? Three words. Sleep paralysis demons. What is this demon that leaves you trapped in your body, unable to move or scream? It depends on who you ask. For some, it's a faceless, shapeless presence trying to suffocate them. Others describe it as a creepy old hag with claws. Some see an alien and experience what they believe is a full alien abduction. And for others, the demons look like a dead relative. Different cultures have different explanations for sleep paralysis demons. Canadian Inuit attribute the sleep paralysis to spells of shamans. Japanese folklore says it's a vengeful spirit that suffocates its enemies in their sleep. In Brazilian folklore, the demon has a name, Pisadeira, which is Portuguese for she who sleep or who steps. She's a crone with long fingernails who lurks on rooftops in the night, then walks on the chest of people who sleep belly up on a full stomach. It's a thing, and you're not the only one who's experienced it. Here's what happened to me. In university, I had just gotten my first apartment by myself. I was experimenting with ways to reorganize my room and decided that placing my bed to face a corner was the best way to maximize floor space. At the time, I had never even heard of sleep paralysis, so the experience I had that night was truly terrifying. The head of my bed was up against the only window in the room, which let enough light in to illuminate all but the far corner. I woke suddenly, unable to move, like a huge weight was pressing down on me. I tried to scream, but no sound would come. It felt as if my eyes were being held open as well. In the corner on the ceiling, a dark puddle, thick, almost like tar, began to seep through the walls and condensate into a mass until it spilled down onto the floor. I could hear a humming sound, a mix of those off-putting ambient notes you would hear in a horror film. I could hear the gurgling mass move closer to me, slowly and agonizingly, while I was trapped. After what felt like hours of anticipation, the mass began to rise on my right side. It took the shape of a demon with glowing red eyes. It stared at me, while I could only meet its gaze through the corner of my eye. It was whispering words that sounded like multiple voices, but strangely, I could understand what it was saying in my mind. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! The mass then bent directly over my face, creaking its neck to align itself over me. It opened its mouth to reveal a black void, and then screamed a death wail that seemed to last for hours.
Marlo Ande.
I know. This really happened, and it really was as scary as it sounds.
You've met the Hawaiian white dress lady ghost.
Mm-hmm.
You found a ghost in your apartment here in Korea.
I know.
You had a demon in front of your face. Are you okay?
I think so. All I know is that I was the perfect guest for Mystery Mogura.
Yes, you are.
I mean, honestly, before it was your charm and your personality and your energy that made us want to have you regularly on the program. When we met you, we knew nothing of this. This today too is brand new information, Kate.
Uh-huh.
I can't even remember anything you said in the first part of the story.
Because my personal story was too.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about sleep paralysis. Okay, so from my understanding of sleep paralysis, and Kate, maybe yours is different, I'm not sure.
Mm.
But I thought it was just, yeah, you woke up, but you couldn't move. And you said the part about something feeling heavy on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
That part I knew,
mm-hmm.
I heard about.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear anything about any sort of like meetings with creatures from beyond this realm.
Oh, there are. There are a lot of stories like that out there.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Goodness me. All right. Well, I've got some questions about your personal experience when we come back. Here's Eels. I need some sleep. All right. So you had this personal experience with sleep paralysis. This is the only time that you've ever had this experience?
Yeah. I've had
what I thought was sleep paralysis before, but in those other times, it was just like, oh, I can't move. Okay, close my eyes, go back to sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But this is the one, the first and the only time that I've had this extreme experience.
And you're certain you were awake?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
I remember all the details of my room at that moment.
Okay.
And the reason why I know I was awake is because that day I had just moved my bed into that position. Mm. So the shape of everything in my room is not something that I regularly have.
Was this in Korea or in Hawaii?
No, this was in my university in LA.
Oh, this is in Los Angeles. Yeah. Oh, this is in your dorm room?
My dorm room.
This is in your dorm room.
And I had just moved in there.
So you're like 18, 19 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Your school, that building, have there been any stories over the years of the rooms being haunted? Anything from the school?
See, that we don't know because that year that I moved in there, that apartment building had just been built.
Okay.
So it was a brand new building. I don't know what was there before.
Oh.
But, you know.
Burial grounds.
Yeah. Huh. It could be.
Okay. So walk us through this again a little bit. So you wake up and you're immediately terrified, or you immediately feel like you can't move, or what? When you first wake up, what are you feeling?
So when I first wake up, I don't normally sleep on my back, but I had woken up on my back and it just felt like I was being pushed down. Mm. And so, you know, you would naturally try to like move your arms,
sure.
but I couldn't move anything.
Couldn't move anything.
But it felt like my eyes were being pulled open.
Wow.
And then if you think like looking at the corner ceiling part of a room,
yeah.
as I'm staring and can't look away, there's just this like black circle that looks like tar.
Mm.
And it just like starts to drip from the corner.
Huh. Like venom?
Yes.
Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
right?
Perfect description. Yes, exactly like that.
Okay.
And it just like...
Was Tom Hardy in your room?
Oh my God!
I don't think it would have been.
You would have noticed from the bad acting, I'm sure.
Oh,
hey.
Don't you hate on Tom Hardy.
Sorry. It's just not that good in my opinion.
Just anyway, back to your story.
So the tar, it just starts to like pool up. And it feels like until it gets too heavy, so then the weight of it made it drop to the floor.
So now it just goes on the floor.
Yes.
Now you can't see it.
But now you can't see it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because my bed is elevated, so I can't see it moving
That's
on the
more
floor.
More terrifying.
Can you move your neck?
No, I can't move anything.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Your eyeballs.
Yeah, only my eyeballs can move.
But you're on your back, so you can stare at the ceiling if you want to, but if you try, maybe you can see your toes?
Yeah, kind of. But I had what is it called? Like the end of the bed that's a little bit raised.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't see anything on the floor.
Okay.
So I can hear it moving.
Oh!
And then...
What's the sound like?
It's like... So it's like squiggling like towards me. And then it just like rises up to the side of me.
Yeah.
And I just hear these like whispers. But you know...
And he's saying like... Get out.
But it's weird because my ears are hearing one thing, but my mind is understanding something different.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hearing whispers that are just like, but in my mind, it's get out.
Oh.
When you were hearing it in your mind, was it like a deep voice tone? Was it like...
But it's weird because it was like a mix of voices.
Uh-huh.
So it's like some high-pitched voices and some deep voices all speaking together at the same time.
Oh my.
Now, remember, this thing has these like bright red glowing eyes.
Yeah.
But I don't see any mouth moving. I just hear the whispers and hear it in my mind.
At this point, it's in your peripheral vision only?
Yes, because I'm like fixated and I can only turn my eyes so far, but I can see it on the side of me.
Okay. But then it moves around to face you.
So imagine you're lying on your back and then it just bends over me and then creaks its neck to align with my face.
Oh, so it wasn't parallel to you. It was still perpendicular to you.
So this is my body and then it's perpendicular to me and only its head cracks to match my face.
I don't know why that's worse, but it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And then it just opens its mouth into this like black void of a mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's just a scream.
It screamed at you.
But then it's like one of those screams where there's no sound, but you hear it in your mind.
Uh-huh.
And then,
did you have a roommate at the time?
I did, but he was in completely across the apartment. And he said that he didn't hear anything.
Really?
But I thought I was screaming.
And sorry to ask this again. You are 1,000% certain you were awake.
Oh, yeah. 1,000% I was awake.
So then how did it conclude?
So eventually, I was just like, please go away. Please go away.
You were able to use your mouth?
No.
No.
In your mind.
In my mind. Okay.
I'm thinking, please go away. Please go away. Finally, I get control of only my eyeballs or like only my eyelids.
Mm.
So I could finally close my eyes. I said, please go away. Please go away. But I can still hear the screaming. Mm. And then eventually I rolled over and then woke up and everything was fine.
And it was back to normal.
And it was back to normal.
But you were feeling what you knew what had just happened
yeah.
to you.
And when I had woken up, my bed was like covered in sweat.
No, but that happens. It's like the air changes. It's super dense.
Totally. You've been through this too?
I have. And the moment it stops, something just lifts. It's really weird. It's bizarre.
Your experience was similar to Jonah's.
Kind of.
Yes. Please tell me. A lot of people who experience sleep paralysis have similar experiences.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be curious as to what yours is.
We don't have much time left in the first hour, but what was different from your experience, Kate, from what Jonah just described?
Mine, first time it happened at school.
Hmm.
So it was a little, it didn't freak me out. But I've only experienced it 3 times in my life. Second and third time, it happened after I had a nightmare. It immediately happened. So I will wake up from the nightmare and immediately be in luck.
Goodness.
But I didn't see anything, but I heard a lot of screaming in my ear.
Hannah wants to know, did you change dorm rooms after that, Jonah?
No, I finished out the rest of the school year.
You stayed there, you weirdo?
Yeah. Well, because when I talked to my when I talked to my friends about it, I said, you guys have no idea what happened. They're like, oh, that's just sleep paralysis.
That is an insane story. And stories, Kate, you popped in at the end, dropping the mic with your own sleep paralysis bomb. Wow. I feel so left out and lucky at the same time. Jess Glynn, to wrap up hour number one, a song requested by Baltazar. Thursday.